Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. We are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show, and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Leadership does not happen in boardrooms. It actually happens on the front line, behind the wheel, in dispatch, in tough decisions about people, safety, community. It's actually where real lives depend on you every day. But this podcast really focuses on real conversations about leadership, learning, and growth. It's where work actually happens. But what does leadership look like when you're not just managing drivers, but you're actually shaping the future of an entire industry? My guest today is Ben Fiore. He's a terminal manager at Eagle Transport Corporation. Every day, Ben leads a fleet responsible for the safe, timely delivery of petroleum products. And I know this is where precision, trust, and communication, they're not just optional. They're actually everything. But really what makes Ben's leadership stand out to me isn't necessarily just operational excellence or high retention rates. It is what he is doing beyond the terminal. Recently, I recognized and I saw Ben was featured in the National Tank Truck Carriers Membership Spotlight. He was honored because he's helping introduce the next generation to the trucking industry in the most way people would never ever think about. His work with the Boy Scouts Merit Badge Academy, he's taught over 100 scouts about truck transportation. It's one of the rarest merit badges in the country. He's not just doing it from a textbook, and as a learning scientist, I know how powerful this is. He's actually bringing in real tank trucks, real safety practices, and real-world insight. And he's giving young people a hands-on look at the industry that is actually, this industry keeps America moving. So for Ben, this isn't just outreach, it's personal. A lifelong scout himself, he saw a gap and he stepped in to fill it. Because leadership isn't about just running today's operation well, it's about making sure someone is ready to lead tomorrow. In this conversation today, we're going to talk about managing people in high-stake environments, but trusting both not only drivers and customers, but why investing in the next generation may be one of the most important leadership decisions we could ever make. This is a conversation about responsibility, legacy, and what it really means to lead beyond your job title. Let's get into it. Thank you so much, Ben, for joining me today. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and your company and what it really means to lead from the front line?
Yeah, my name is Ben Fiore. I'm the terminal manager for Eagle Transport in Tampa. And to me, leading from the front line, it means being present with the drivers. You know, in the fuel industry, you simply can't manage effectively from behind the desk. You know, it means you got to have that face time with the drivers, whether it be in the driver's room, tailgating with the drivers on the yard at the beginning or in the end of their shifts, or stopping by a station while they're making a delivery. So the mindset is mirrored exactly in the work that I do with the scouts. So we lead by demonstration, and we're there to get in the dirt with them. So this philosophy helped me make my decision to integrate our professional equipment into our community outreach. So instead of just talking about logistics, I decided to bring a live Eagle Transport truck and trailer to our Merit Badge Academy. So
it's love that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a great time. The kids love it too. So it's showing, not just telling. So it shows that our drivers, that I value them and I value our equipment and their expertise to make them the center of our mission. So and it shows the scouts that leadership is hands-on.
That is so perfect. I think there's just such a disconnect a lot of times, right? Like young generations don't really understand the industry. So that is so beautiful that you do that, because it shows them real world opportunity to have a great career, to have a great profession in this industry that's so beautiful. So I'm so happy that you do that because it makes an impact in people's lives. Now, you've been in the industry a long time, right? So have you seen anything that you think could be redesigned to make the industry better? What do you think on that?
So I think I would redesign like the siloed nature of driver training. Traditionally, our industry trains drivers on the mechanics, the how to drive a truck, how to hook up hoses, how to stay safe out there, how to unload fuel, all the stuff that we do in this business, especially in the tank industry. That's important. That's all important stuff. But what's often missed is the why. So I'd say I'd revamp the training to something modeled, after the Scouting Merit Badge system. We shouldn't only teach our people to turn a wheel. We should be teaching them the broader impact of their role. When they finish training, they should understand that they aren't just delivering a load of fuel. They're actually keeping local emergency services running. They're making sure people get to work. They're keeping America moving. And, we need to change their sense of purpose and turn their job into a profession.
Yes, they are a profession and they're part of the community and they're changing communities and they're changing lives. And I'm so like, you're doing such an amazing work on doing that because you're right. It is the why and they're so important. What do you think really leading from the front line teaches us about humanity?
So I'd say the most powerful lesson is the existence of the quiet professional. So whether it's driver working before or after a tropical storm to make sure the stations have their fuel, or just a scout that stays behind at a campsite to clean up a mess that he didn't make. Frontline work teaches you that the world is kept moving by people who do the right thing when absolutely nobody else is watching. So it also teaches us a deep empathy. So every driver who calls into dispatch, they have their own story. A sick loved one at home that they're dealing with, or other stressors in their life that we may not know. So frontline work strips away the corporate layers and reminds us that we're all just people trying to do a good job for our families. A little bit of empathy from the managers, from the manager's chair, from people like me, it can change the difference of a driver having a successful day or failing that day.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. You said that so beautifully well, because it's real. I mean, these lives are real and they're out on the road and sometimes they don't speak up, and to have a leader on their side like you, Ben, is life changing. So thank you for that, because it does matter. You are a winner. I love it so much, because we need more people in the industry really fighting for the drivers and showing that they're professional and how they are making an impact. Have you seen something in at Eagle or in your profession where maybe an innovation or something that you did or you were involved with, or you've seen that maybe came out of an unexpected place? Because then people tell me all the time, like, Jeannie, you work in trucking? Like, that's not innovative. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much innovation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say the most significant innovation recently, it didn't come from a tech firm or a new type of software. Actually came from a conversation with my wife, Jennifer. She's also a den leader with our unit. So, we do a lot with the unit in our district for scouts. So we had a conversation and we were looking at ways to support our unit and other scouts in our area. And we saw there was a merit badge related to my career. So that's when we discovered the truck transportation merit badge. We found out it was one of the rarest merit badges in scouting. And I realized that with my background, I was a driver, I was a dispatcher, and now I'm a terminal manager. I'm uniquely qualified to be able to teach it. So we turned a rarity into a community engagement and a recruitment tool for Eagle. So I bring in a professional driver, like our driver, Steve Hayes, million mile driver. He comes and brings the truck to show our equipment. We're creating a bridge between over 100-year-old youth organization and the modern fuel industry. So it was an unexpected innovation, but it used community service project to solve a professional visibility problem.
Yes. Gosh, I mean, there's other units, other scouting organizations that should look at your example and really do that, because it not only recognizes the value of our industry, but it builds education for future generations to fill the gaps. So people say, you know what? I want to be a driver. There's beauty in that. Thank you so much. It's so awesome. What do you hope that your work 10 years from now, what do you think, what do you want the impact? What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want the industry to remember about your work?
So 10 years from now, you know, I hope that the term trucker has been fully replaced in the public eye by something completely different, like a logistics professional or something like that. Yeah, I want the industry to be seen as a premier career choice for the next generation. Yeah, I hope to see some of the scouts who sit in my classes today to be sitting in the driver's seat or sitting in a dispatcher chair or working in the shop at Eagle Transport tomorrow. Yeah. I want the values of the scout law, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, and so on, to be the standard, the baseline standard for every professional on the road. If we can infuse that in the next generation of logistic workers with the sense of service and professional pride, then we'll know we truly move the industry forward.
I love that. That's so important. And if you've seen my podcast before, you probably know the value that I find in pelicans. Do you know anything about pelicans?
I have seen your podcast before and seen seen you talk about the pelicans. And
yes. Well, the thing about it, Ben, is that a pelican actually lead from their community. I live in Charleston, and you see them, and they travel in groups. And one of the reason I wanted you on my podcast is because I use it as a platform to honor leaders in our industry who don't always get the spotlight, but you move mountains just the same. And you might not be the loudest voice in the room. And clearly, I can tell that you don't chase titles or applause, but you're the one that shows up again and again for others in the industry. And so I created this Pelican Award. So I'm going to send you a Pelican Award. And I give it to people who I honor quiet heroes in our industry. And I find people like yourself who lead with the heart, really lead with the heart, and truly care and carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And I chose it for a reason, because like I said, the pelican, it lives and hunts in groups, and they thrive not through isolation, but actually through community and connection. And one of the things about pelican is they represent teamwork, social bonds, and the balance between receiving and giving. And so I wanted to have you on my show, and I want to recognize you for someone who embodies all of these traits, and you see the strength in others and you lift them higher. You give without ego to your community, to the badges and the merit and the scouts, and not only them, but the drivers in your community and also at your organization. And I know that although I got to meet you because I saw the headline, your work doesn't always make headlines, but your impact, Ben, it's lasting, it's personal, and it's powerful. So I wanted to recognize you for the way you move people forward quietly and purposely, and for the community that you're building within the, not only at Eagle, but your community at large, for the balance you bring and the lives that you're changing just by being you. So congratulations. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast. Why don't you send us off today with some lasting advice and words, and also tell us how people can connect and learn more about your program.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, to me, scouting is something that every child should be a part of. And every child, you know, they gain all kinds of lessons for life that they will take with them forever. So it's something that I've gone through. So I recommend anybody that has kids, get them involved. You know, get them, be a part of it, be a leader with them, you know, and go through it together. You know, for me, that is one of the best parts of being a parent, is being out there and watching my kids learn, watching my kids succeed, you know, and go through it. My oldest son is almost an Eagle Scout. So within the next year, he should be getting to that rank. And all four of my kids are in it. So Anybody that has an opportunity to put their kids in the scouting program should. Awesome. And if you wanted to connect with me, you know, I'm here at Eagle Transport in Tampa. You know, I am always looking forward to meeting new people. So feel free to connect on my LinkedIn. And yeah, it sounds great. I appreciate it. And thanks for the Pelican Award.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you so much for your work in the industry. Until next time, be safe, be well, and we will see you soon.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag on the frontline. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.